All right, welcome back here. Eight minutes back on the play clock for the second period action here. Craig Panthers 12, Haynes Glacier Bears 2. As only points on the board for the Bears yet are from Larson with a nice two-pointer. And Coach Brittenham's got the girls huddled up and rested up and ready to go here to start the second period as Swinton will inbounds this from the far side to Zanow. Zanow's going to come near side after a screen by Larson. Tied up, closely guarded by the Panthers. Goes free throw line, kicks it to Gross down low. She puts the ball on the floor and gets tangled up by the Panthers.
Did a nice job of taking advantage of the ball being down low and got a hand on it.
Exactly. And really no reason because Gross so much taller than the little guard that took it away, tried to take it away. So we'll see if she can't figure that out as the Panthers come in.
Meanwhile, Hanson brings the ball up. Top of the key stops. Mikulski on the near side. Takes the shot. Goes toward the baseline. Back to Hanson on the wing. Hanson fake shot. Left, right. Looks right. Gets to Don. Don over to... back across the key to Don again. To Mackey. Mackey to Mikulski. Mikulski up. Shot no good off the back iron. Ball falls loose.
As the Glacier Bears in, out brings it up, dishes it out, and a foul called on the Panthers.
They'll call that on Mackey, Nicole Mackey.
And six team fouls for the Panthers. No fouls at all on the board yet for the Glacier Bears. Zanow's going to do the honors inbounds from beneath the Glacier Bear basket. And she goes to Swinton. That ball gets tipped out of bounds. And they say it's off the Glacier Bears. So turnover for the Glacier Bears.
Aspen Hanson forces a turnover there as she receives the inbound ball now. Comes across half court. Haynes in a 2-3 zone as Biedenong gets the ball on the far side down to Burnham near the baseline to driving or breaking Nikulski. Nikulski back out to Burnham. She takes a 3-point shot up. No good. High bounce recovered by Nicole Mackey. The Panthers dribbles out to reset. Top of key now drives in the free throw line. Nikulski gets the ball, drives in. Quick shot up, no good.
Gross on the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Pulls this one down. Finally kicks it out to Stegan. Stegan's going to run it across half court for the Bears. Goes low to Stewart, and Stewart gets caught up. Substitution for the Glacier Bears. Into the ball game is Wing. And Howard and number 31 is Krager again back onto the floor for the Glacier Bears. So
Fjorvon and Marie Yates back on for the Panthers. And who have the ball? Yates gets the ball in the wing, thinks about the shot, dribbles in toward the key, stops, pulls up, back to Hanson near the 3-point, near the free throw line.
And shot.
And sinks it.
14-2, Panthers up by 12 now, 6:27 in the second period. Glacier Bears. And Zanow going for that pass gets bumped by Yates. That's going to be a foul on the Panthers. That's going to put the Glacier Bears in the bonus. It's a 1-1. They don't see it yet.
And two fouls on Yates. The only fouls assessed against Craig Panthers both have been called against Yates, who will need to be a little more careful as the rest of the half moves on. 6 minutes, 23 seconds left in the second quarter.
Now they're going to go to the line, and Zanow's going to shoot a 1-1 as that's 17 fouls on the Panthers. Again, none for the Glacier Bears yet. 6:23 on the play clock. Second period, 14-2, as Zanow's going to try to shrink that Panther lead here. First shot is no good.
Vaughn rebounds the ball. Skips it over to Yates. Running up court. Looking for someone to pass to. Finds Hanson. Opposite side of the top of the key. Hanson doesn't dribble. Passes back to Yates. Yates looking in. Looking left now to Burnham. Burnham looks past inside. Sides not to. Back out to Hanson. Hanson holding the ball. Back to Burnham. Burnham on the wing. Back across the top of the key to Mikulski. She dribbles to the far side. Gives up to Hanson. Dribbles in toward the baseline. Toward the basket.
Denied.
Picks up her dribble. Yates now. Cross court to Mikulski. Who's going to take a 2-point shot. They called it a long three, but it's no good.
That's rebound by Cowart. Kicks it out to Zanow. Zanow out front's got some distance. Then she, gets hammered. And that's going to be on the Panthers.
On number 21, Kimber Mikulski, her first.
And that'll send Zanow back to the line for her second free throw attempt here of this game.
Barlow re-enters the game. Mikulski will sit down.
Zena 0 for 1 from the free throw line here this evening. She'll get a second attempt here. And this shot's no good. Rebound, 23. Wing pulls that down, kicks it out to Zano. Zano saves it.
Knocked out of bound by Vaughn. Nice defense there, but Haynes will retain possession.
It'll stay with the Glacier Bears from the far side. Stegan is going to inbound this for the Glacier Bears. She finds Cowart. Cowart up top, looking for help, and an outlet puts the ball on the floor, comes near side, looking for an outlet. And she finds, she gets the ball taken away by Yates,
who runs ahead of everybody down court and makes the easy layup.
Up and in for two, 16-2. Craig Panthers up here on a run, and Coach Brittenham's going to call a timeout. Not liking what he's seeing right now from these Glacier Bears. Going to have a seat, regroup. 5:31 remaining to play in the second period.
Craig's really trying to deny the passing lanes against Haynes, and been successful in deflecting a lot of passes, Ken.
Yeah, the Craig defense is tough. They aren't allowing a whole lot of anything, and if you make a mistake, you're going to pay.
That's keeping Haynes way out of an offensive rhythm.
Yep, it's got these Glacier Bear gals a little frustrated right now. And the score reflects that too, 16-2, Panthers up. And there's the interesting thing is looking at the size and height comparison, the Glacier Bears definitely have an advantage.
They should be having their way on a set offensive play.
Yep. So it's just the attack of the quicker, smaller Panthers are just right now frustrating the Glacier Bears. I think once they find their groove here.
Almost to a man, these Haynes players are full head length above the Panther players.
That's
so
right.
We'll see if Haynes can regroup now.
Swinton's going to bring it across half court for the Glacier Bears. She comes near side, keeps her dribbling, gets a screen, cuts it right, goes right inside, lays it up and in. And they're calling. Bucket's good. So Swinton with her first 2 points of the ball game here in the second period, and she'll go to the line to try to make it a three-point play.
There was a seam in that defense, and she found it, drove the hoop, and got the bucket.
Nice shot by Swinton, makes it three, so it's 16-5, 5:22 in the second period.
Craig brings the ball up. Hampton controlling things, off to Barlow on the far side on the wing. Barlow looking back top of the key to Yates. Yates looking inside, ball off to her left to Hampton. Hampton holding the ball now down to Burnham near the baseline, back to Hampton on the wing. Cross court to Yates. Yates now down to Vaughn. Vaughn near the baseline, dribbles in toward the basket, picks the dribble up, trying to find Hampton inside. Hampton loses the ball, gives it to Yates. Yates drives in.
Wow.
Puts the shot up, no good, but she's fouled a couple times on the attempt, so we'll see who referees give you assess the penalty too.
It's going to be the first foul for the Glacier Bears, and it's on number 4 Bradford snuck into the game. I didn't even see her come in yet. That's
apparently
her
before
first.
The shot. So, and
Coach Hansen for the Panthers going to call a 30-second timeout as Glacier Bears finding their feet here with 4:55 remaining in the second period, 16-5.
So they came out of that timeout, ran a set play, got a layup and a foul, and made a 3-point play.
Yep. Coach Brittenham has them huddled up here again. And we'll see what these ladies bring. That's Bradford that subbed in. I didn't see her sub in, but she draws the first personal foul and the first team foul of the half. So Glacier Bears nowhere near any kind of foul trouble here. It'll be Panther ball underneath her basket.
Barlow gets the ball from the referee, calls the play, looking for a cutter, finds Hansen, back out toward the top of the key to Burnham. Burnham now to Barlow. Barlow is the near side to Vaughn, now back to top of the key to Hansen. Hansen looking for someone to pass to, finds Barlow back and forth now, back to the top of the key to Burnham. Marie Yates gets the ball, thinks about the three-pointer, gives it back to Hansen, and then near side wing to Burnham, cross court to Barlow. Craig taking their time, looking for an opening.
Good
not
defense.
Even much dribbling. Just a lot of passing by Craig. Ball deflected there, but recovered by Burnham.
Swinton got a hand on it.
Side to Aspen Hansen. Hansen looking to dribble in. loses the ball.
Tipped away. That was tipped away by Krager.
Covered by Barlow. A quick pass to Vaughn. She goes up and good. Easy layup shot for Dior Vaughn.
And Glacier Bears Tower will inbound to Bradford. Bradford brings it across half court. Goes inside to Cowart. Cowart double team, puts the ball on the floor, goes near side, kicks it out. Intended for Swinton. It's going to get knocked out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball. 3:54 remaining in the second period. 18-5, Panthers up.
Craig looks to build on the lead. Yates over to Hansen on the wing. Cross court to Yates. Back to Hansen again. Now inside to Vaughn in the key. Gets tied up. It's going to be a jump ball called.
Nice defense by Bradford comes in, steps in, and just rips it away. Almost, but possession will go to the Glacier Bears. And Bradford just all on her own just created that turnover for the Glacier Bears. And substitution for the Glacier Bears. Back into the game is Stegan, and Krager's going to come take a breather for the Glacier Bears. Bradford inbounds to Swinton. Swinton's going to bring it across half court. Gets a screen from Cowart. Gives it off, hands it off to Bradford. Comes near side. Dishes it off. Tries to go in. Oh, she does. Stegan, nice hustle, saves that. And a foul called on the Panthers while she's shooting. That's going to send Stegan to the line for the first time in the game.
As Barlow picks up the foul, it's her second.
10 team fouls for the Panthers. That puts the Bears in the double bonus for the remainder of the half. Stegan's first attempt is no good. She'll get a second attempt here, trying to whittle away at that Panther lead, 18-5 here. And Stegan at the line, her second attempt. Bounces off the back of the rim. Rebound, Glacier Bears, nice hustle by Cowart. Putback layup is good by Swinton underneath.
A long rebound off the free throw. Open up an opportunity for Haynes there. Craig now in possession. Gates the ball. Behind the three-point line, cross court to Barlow. Top the key to Hansen. Gates just inside the three-point line, up, no good.
Short.
Shot ball short. She managed to recover the ball, keep it in play to Burnham. Burnham to Hansen to Barlow in the wing. Cross court to Gates. Quick pass into Burnham. Shots up, no good. Gates scrambling, gets the ball back.
Again, good hustle.
Finds Barlow as Gates gets the ball back on the wing. Cross court to Barlow behind the three-point line. Top of the key to Hansen. Back and forth. Craig Panthers patiently passing, looking for an opening as Burnham gets the ball. Now down to Yates near the baseline. Misses the handle, finds it. Gets it back. Thinks about the cut inside the key to Hansen, but instead resets on the outside as Burnham has the ball. Passes off to Yates. Yates dribbles toward the free throw line. Pulls up. Catches Burnham with a long shot. No good.
Rebound. Wing, going to go to the coast, and she's going to carry that ball and turn it right back over, unfortunately. As substitutions for the Glacier Bears, Hamilton comes into the game, and Gross back in for the Glacier Bears. So Swinton, Gross, and Bradford.
18-7 here as the Craig Panthers have the lead and the ball. Hansen picks up dribble, down to Barlow, dribbles inside, back off to Barlow, almost throws it away. Back to Hansen, looking inside, now off to Barlow on the wing, into Vaughn near the baseline as Burnham gets the ball, reset back to Barlow, then to Hansen on the far side. Hansen dribbles in toward the, holds up short, finds Vaughn inside, just waiting for the ball. Vaughn makes the easy layup.
And 8-27, the score, Panthers up as Bradford comes across half court with for the Glacier Bears, goes inside to Gross. Gross at the free throw line, high post, down low to Cowart, takes a shot, no good, long, rebound Panthers.
Barlow trying to lead a fast break, gets the ball to Burnham, puts up the shot, up, no good off the rim.
Tipped out by Gross, and Swinton picks it up across half court. She's going to go fire a long 10-footer, no good. Rebound Panthers.
Hansen gets rebound, running up to Yates. Far up court, Yates dribbles down, turns around, back to Hansen near the top of the key, up, back to back of the iron, no good, but Burnham recovers, back to Hansen. Aston Hansen holding the ball overhead, now it gets finds Vaughn in the key, almost traveled with it. Picks up her dribble back to Hansen now finds Yates just inside the three-point line, then to Burnham. Back to Yates, behind the line this time. Top of the key, back to Hansen.
2-3 zone by the Bears, preventing.
Vaughn gets the ball inside, takes a shot.
And six-footer.
Six-footer up, right through the roof. Or right through the rim, rather.
And Bradford brings it up for the Bears to Gross. Swinton on the near side, bounces out. Up top to Hamilton. Hamilton pass almost taken away to Bradford. Bradford fires a three, and it lands.
Calling it a two.
On the big board with 13 seconds remaining to play in the first half. 22-9. Glacier Yates. Bears down.
Yates with the ball. Top of the key. Off to Barlow. Jackie Yates. And let's get calling for the shot. Hanson
blocked.
Passing
by
inside.
Swinton.
Blocked.
Swinton kicks it out to Bradford. And that's going to do it for the second period and the first half of this matchup against the Craig Panthers. 22, Glacier Bears 9. And a quick rundown of the scoring for your Glacier Bears here. We've got 2 for Bradford. 2 for Larson. And 5 for Swinton for a total of 9 in the first half. Only one foul on the books for the Glacier Bears, and that would be Bradford. As the Glacier Bears go into the locker for halftime, we'll send it back to KHNS in Haines for a 9-minute halftime break.
Thanks so much. We'll be back in about 8.5 minutes and rejoin you. And our thanks for a fantastic second game tonight. As I reach for a pen, and good coverage tonight. Good play-by-play from Ken Owen and John Bowling. Live tonight from Craig with tonight's ball game. You're tuned to KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Kluckwan.
Broadcast of Haines Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KHNS. The Parts Place, supporting Glacier Bear Basketball since 1986, and open year-round on 3rd Avenue at 766-2940. The Haines Booster Club, made up of businesses, parents, and fans who support school activities for Haines students. More information about becoming a booster at 766-3885. The Captain's Choice Motel, locally owned and operated with views of the Upper Lynn Canal and daily maid service. The Captain's Choice at 766-3111. Bigfoot Auto Services, a central boiler dealer, offering Napa Auto Parts on the Haines Highway at 766-2458. Olrud's Market Center and Alaska Sport Shop, offering groceries, clothing, and outdoor gear on Main Street at 766-2441. Supporting Glacier Bear Basketball for over 40 years. White Rock LLC and White Rock Nursery, with groundwork, road building, and snow plowing on FAA Road in Haines at 766-3887. Good luck, Bears, all the way. Lutac Lumber, serving do-it-yourselfers and professional builders in Haines, Skagway, and Kluckwan since 1986. Lutac Lumber on Beach Road and at 766-2700. Go Glacier Bears. Hauser's IGA, supporting the community we all live in. And Southeast Road Builders, a local contractor for driveway, road construction, and foundation work at 766-2833. Southeast Road Builders, supporting Glacier Bear Basketball in Haines.